Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Dan Sherrill's feel-good music combines rock, reggae, and roots to create a sound that's also somehow distinctly South Dakotan. He plays across the region this summer, but first he joins us from the SDPB Black Hills studio for this week's Moment in Sound. Dan Sherrill, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Live and direct. Here we go.
Here we go. You are used to being live and direct. You've got all kinds of bookings coming up here. June 16th, you'll be in Owacoma at Cedar Shores Resort Tiki Bar. July 6th and 7th in Rapid City at, is that 445 Martini Lounge?
The 445 Lounge, yep.
445 Lounge, thank you. And then
you
July 28th, Sparky's Bar in Watertown. July 20th at Sparky's, the 21st at Stogie's in Sioux Falls. It's just a summer vacation for this teacher, right?
Hey, it's a good way to have some fun, enjoy the experience, and make some little bit of money on the side. I joke around that my dad and I would joke around because he was a longtime teacher and coach, and he painted houses in the summer. Yeah. And I said, "This is my house painting. It's a lot more fun, and it's a good experience." So
now you also have a connection to Wyoming. Tell me a little bit about playing there, and your life in South Dakota and Wyoming.
Oh yeah, I should start. I graduated at Black Hill State in 2001. And took our family, well, my wife and I went to Wheatland, Wyoming, and I taught school there for 11 years in the Wyoming Public Schools at Wheatland, and both our kids were born there, and so there's some definitely deep roots. And my dad is actually from Cody, so, you know, we had a good introduction to Wyoming as a youngster, but it was a different part of Wyoming, the southeast part down in Wheatland. But, yeah, so that's kind of where I got going as a, dare I say, a troubadour, you know.
Right.
Traveling and playing music.
Yeah. What do you teach?
I teach, currently I teach, awesome gig, I teach K-5 physical education at Pinedale Elementary in Rapid City here.
Nice. Do you incorporate your music into physical education at all?
Yeah, you know, I do, and I'm trying to do it more and more. Any job I've ever had teaching, I've always had a guitar in my office, and the kids know that.
Yeah.
They dig that.
All
so
right,
yeah, I mean,
what would you like to play for us first? Let's hear a little something. Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna better kick off with a little reggae. Is the one I did on the sound check.
Nice.
And this is called Mr. Music. This is a little arrangement from Slightly Stupid, good friends of mine from San Diego. Here we go.
Sherrill is with us for this week's Moment in Sound. He's playing live from SDPB's Black Hills studio. Dan, I think that's the first reggae-influenced song we've had on Moment in Sound. Maybe I'm not remembering something, but I'm looking on Facebook at your influences, and you've got everything from Peter Tosh to Sublime to the Red Hot Chili Peppers to Johnny Cash to Miles Davis. It's quite a list. So eclectic influences.
Great word, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about the reggae sort of ska influence there. Where does that come from? What's your draw to that?
You know what? My first introduction to it was probably Sublime.
Yeah.
Probably late high school, and then 311. Then I found Bob Marley. You know, you'd think you'd have Marley first.
You went backwards, yeah.
Yeah, went backwards, and then got into the roots like the Dennis Brown and Toots and the Maytals. And yeah, all that. And, you know, it's kind of, there's quite a few players. I grew up in Watertown, and quite a few players that have played reggae from Watertown. We've even had people in shows in the past, like, what's the pipeline with Watertown and reggae? Like,
right.
I said, Lake Kapeska.
Yeah.
So how
does that play in South Dakota? I mean, like, talk about sort of reading the crowd and sort of saying, like, what can you tell when you walk into, a place in Sioux Falls or a place in Casper? Do you know what the crowd's going to respond to?
Well, I think more and more people, when I was playing in Wyoming, the more and more people are getting into eclectic music. And,
yeah,
you know, I'll throw a Johnny Cash, then I'll throw a, you know, Bob Marley song in there. And, it's something for everybody. And it's got my own little twist on it. And I think more and more you're seeing more of that. And I got to use an example of my good buddy Squibby in Watertown, Nick Brandreid. He talked about the World Cup soccer, and like it's what you hear is you hear the world music, the reggae music, and like it's just it's worldwide.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, give me an idea of how you sort of mix then, you know, when you go to a new place that they might not know you. How do you warm up a live audience, you know, quickly? How do you sort of capture them and get them engaged in the performance in a way that works, you know, to feed you some energy too? Do you have techniques, tips?
Yeah, you know, I think being a school teacher, you're used to adapting. And just kind of going with it, and you got to feel that you know those vibes, and sometimes you're gonna maybe take a flop,
right?
And get pinned. You're gonna play a show, and the crowd wasn't receptive, and hopefully that doesn't happen very often. But you know, just kind of feeling it out, and I'll try doing my mix a couple Bob Marleys, and maybe a Bob Dylan, some more reggae, a Johnny Cash, then. Hopefully gets everybody feeling good, having a good time.
Yeah. And then the original work, crowds in South Dakota really, or, you know, the places that you go, really, are they receptive to really hearing something original and new and fresh?
They are, absolutely. Yeah. And you're seeing more and more of that. I think we're just all kind of blending better.
Yeah.
And,
what would you like to play next? Let's hear another tune.
You know, I better play an original here. This one is definitely a Wyoming influenced song. This one's called Guide Me Over the Mountains.
Time, but I'm waking up a love in the sunshine, and all of this God made snow. But look at you breathe, feel like you wanna leave the top of Laramie Peak. But guide me over the mountains, and I can rest my weary head. But guide me over the mountains, I'll probably make a stone for a pillow for my bed. Over the mountains, Lord, I'm a Jones and I see my kids. Lord, and hear me, guide me through the Tokyo Pass, Super Sunday, around the bend and Jackson to the pass out. Give it an I'm a good to do at the end of the night time, but I'm waking up a love in the sunshine. And all of this God made snow. Look at you breathe, seem like you want to believe the top of Laramie Peak. Soon that I work so very hard to get, nothing on the miles and days and the mountaintops and glacial lakes. We roll through the mighty force like a Jedi, fight with the power of music on our side. Guide me over the mountains where I can rest my weary head. Guide me over the mountains, I'll probably make a stone for a pillow for my bed. Guide me over the mountains, Lord, I'm a Jones and I see my kids.
You're listening to SDPB Radio in the Moment. It's our weekly Moment in Sound feature. We've got Dan Sherrill with us. You can see him this summer across the state in Oklahoma on June 16th, July 6th and 7th. He's in Rapid City at Martini Lounge, July 20th, Sparky's in Watertown, July 21st, Stogie's in Sioux Falls. Maybe some other dates in there too, Dan, as it comes up for you.
There's a couple more I added. I know I did get one in Hot Springs, too, at the new brewery on Highway 79. I can't recall all the details.
Yeah?
Not Hay Camp. I was actually in Hay Camp a couple weeks ago. No, right. And Hot Springs.
Well, that's not
Hay
Camp.
Was a couple weeks ago. I opened up for a touring reggae band. But there's a few more that I've booked.
All right, so that song, talk a little bit about recording. Is that on the album? Is that something that hasn't been recorded yet? Because I'm thinking people are going to want to find that for themselves.
That one is on it feels like it's been my latest album, but it was actually 2011. I haven't put anything out since then.
Yeah.
And that one, Guide Me Over the Mountains, is on the 2011 De Milestone album.
Okay.
It's on iTunes, of course, and Amazon, all that.
Let's talk about, there's probably a musical term for the pace and the speed with which you can deliver lyrics. Is there a musical term for that? I'm thinking of rappers who have, can cover a certain words per minute, and that, Sublime certainly did that. Just talk about that a little bit, just sort of picking up the pace and being able to deliver lyrics in the way that you do.
The limericks? And I don't know.
Lyrics, yeah, not limericks.
No, and I said the
do you have a limerick?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because we can go there.
No, it took a lot of practice and just listening to a lot of different reggae artists and, from the world reggae, Jamaican reggae.
Yeah.
To American reggae and just, I don't know, just practicing and listening and developing.
Let's talk about balance a little bit because, you're an accomplished musician and then you also teach full time. So how do you kind of keep, the music part of you, the creative part of you, the educator part of you, how does that blend together in your life?
I mean, you said it right there, balance. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And, as long as you're enjoying it, the balance, the experience, that's where I'm at. And just grabbing the guitar for 5-10 minutes here and there, whether it's in my office or my man cave, you just gotta, find the time to do it. And I'm trying to, my kids are both, playing music right now too and learning and developing. So I want to give a good example for being well-rounded. And
How'd you get your start in music? First guitar?
Well, actually, first it was piano and choir.
Really? Okay.
My mom in Watertown, she's in her 70s and still stays very active with music, playing for, church functions on the organ, and she goes to old folks' homes and does sing-alongs. And so, I got to give her the credit. She got me started in music and piano lessons and then singing choir at church and then fifth grade trumpet. I started with trumpet in fifth grade, and I still play trumpet to this day. And
really?
And then the guitar came about age 12. And that's, she got me into music. And
were you teaching yourself guitar, or did you get lessons?
No, I actually took lessons from the legendary Charles Johnson in Watertown. He and his dad used to own Elvin's Music in Watertown, and Charles taught me how to play guitar.
Yeah. When did you know it was something that you'd want to do for the rest of your life, whether it was with the trumpet or singing? Like, when did it become not just something that, your parents encouraged you to do, but that you said, this is me, this is who I am?
That's a great question. I think in college, mm-hmm. we had a band called the Mighty Moose Band, some Watertown guys. We had a good Madison guy. We had a great time with it, and it was something that I knew that I wanted to do the rest of my life. And, for a college kid to be able to play music and have a job, making a little money that way, it was a great gig.
Right.
And I just knew I loved it then.
Yeah. Play something else for us, please, Dan Cheryl.
All right, since I did say Mighty Moose, I'd better do one that actually we recorded with the Mighty Moose Band in our album in 2001, and then I recorded again a different arrangement in 2011. This one's called Prefontanacious. Let's do a couple verses of it. Here we go. It's another reggae tune with those fast paced.
Right, yeah.
Here we go.
Yes, to help the team. But Prefontanacious is the name of the game that I play. I kind of like the spirit from Coos Bay, with a carpe diem as the foundation that we lay. In bed now. not cause we on a mission. Well, to explore the walk of life. And like a patriot, I claim don't tread on me. And I'll seize the day with tenacity as he watched the crow fly, as he soars with determination, and never dwell on the Murphy's Law like some folks do. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Yes, to help the team. Brief thoughts and ashes is the name of the game that we play. It's kind of like the spirit from Coos Bay, with a carpe diem mystic foundation that we lay in stone, kind of like a tap of fallen gold that sits in front of me, that I strive for reaching every day that I come before thee. Prefontanatious is the name of the game that we play. It's kind of like the spirit from Coos Bay, where a carpe diem is a foundation that we lay.
Dan Sherrill is with us today from SDPB's Black Hills studio for this week's Moment in Sound. Dan, tell us a little bit about touring the state. What do you love about that? Is it a grind for you? Is it a celebration? What about traveling?
That's a good question. You know, I'm 41 years old. 10 years ago, it was a lot easier. And the kids were pretty young. Now that they're, you know, I got a 14-year-old and 11-year-old, and they're busy with their activities. And
right.
So I don't get to do as much the touring, but in a lot of times now it's been kind of fun. We kind of incorporate the touring with like a family vacation. It's like, for example, Owakoma, yeah. My daughter's going to be going to Mankato for a tennis tournament, and then we'll come back. She and I will come back and we'll stop at the Cedar Shore and play a gig and then come back to Rapid. So
yeah.
That's kind of how the touring's changed. And I've done the 15-day grinds, whatever, and to California and all through the West, but it's just more in South Dakota region now. Still fun though.
Yeah. And where do you live now?
We live in Somerset, which is just outside of Rapid City.
Okay. So you have a relationship really with the whole state in a way that a lot of people in South Dakota don't necessarily have because of the different places that you lived in and the way you travel. What I mean is that does South Dakota influence, how much does South Dakota influence your writing, your songwriting, and your performances?
You know, I can say I've been to all corners of the state, and songwriting, I need to get after that more, so maybe I can take some more South Dakota influence. But yeah, growing up in Watertown and then going to school in Spearfish for college and then going to Wyoming and then come back to Rapid City and hitting Sioux Falls every corner. My wife's from Bison.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've even played up there. But
here's the thing. I mean, I think, like I said in the intro, there's something about what you're doing that's really universal and, you know, doesn't feel like South Dakota music, but then it somehow has a sense of place to it. And that's hard to achieve. But you're just achieving that naturally. You're not necessarily thinking about that in an intentional way. It's just sort of coming out.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Unintentional.
Right.
Yeah. It just.
Yeah. Which it could also be called authentic, not forced.
Perfect.
Right. All right. Let's do one more song before we let you go. Before we do that, find him on Facebook, Dan Sherrill Music. Anything about upcoming tour dates that you want to say one more time before you close it out with one more song?
No, I think you hit it with we Chamberlain, Owakoma on the river, and then we got Sioux Falls, Watertown, Rapid City, and Hot Springs. And I should say I was in Spearfish last night at the Spearfish Creek Wine Bar, and that was a really nice, real fun time. So give them a shout
out. Check them out on Facebook and find out when he's coming to a town near you. What will you leave us with today?
You know what? We were talking eclectic earlier. I've got to go back to the Johnny Cash. I'm going to do a little arrangement here of Big River. Yeah. So thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
And I taught that weeping willow how to cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. Well, I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Dan Sherrill on this week's Moment in Sound. Find him at Dan Sherrill Music on Facebook. Thanks, Dan.